ready.
Yes, you get ready.
You want the latest news in the streets? Join us and tune in for the tea. Breaking news with integrity. So tell your friends and your family.
It's the Lovely Tea TV Show.
Bringing you good tea and good
vibes. It's the Lovely Tea TV Show.
Be sure to share, like, and subscribe.
Hey, Tea Sippers. Hope you guys are doing good. So I wanted to come on here and talk about a young lady. A lot of people did not realize that when Takeoff was shot back on October 31st / November 1st, I still can't believe it's been about 3 months, but when he was shot and killed that night, there were two other victims that were shot alongside him. And one of those victims is finally up and speaking, and she decided to do an interview with the media yesterday, which I found just really fascinating. She's a young lady, and her name is Sydney Ladae, and she really went through it. She was shot in the head, and when you think about somebody getting a headshot, usually that's instant death. I mean, we see what happened to Takeoff, but God was obviously with this young lady because not only did she survive it, she's up, she's talking, she's walking. I mean, as far as I know, she has a bunch of emotional scars, but physically, she's doing very well for somebody who was shot in the head. And it just amazed me watching her interview. The whole thing was just so sad and surreal. So I want to go ahead and share that interview with you guys in case you guys haven't ran across it yet. Go ahead and check this out.
I'm Grace White. Many people don't realize the night rapper Takeoff was shot and killed in Houston, there were other people injured. One of them is 24-year-old Sydney Ladae. She was shot in the head in the early morning hours of November 1st, spent a week in the hospital, and says it's a miracle she survived. Ladae is born and raised in Houston and says she's been leaning on her family for support. It's a story.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. If you run an e-commerce business, you know how much work it takes to produce something great while dealing with complicated shipping issues. That's why over 130,000 companies have turned to ShipStation, an innovative tool that allows you to focus less on shipping and more on building your brand. With ShipStation, you can manage orders, label printing, reporting, and customer service on one easy-to-use dashboard. You'll reduce warehouse costs with reliable enterprise solutions and save thousands on shipping costs with discounts up to 89% off. Plus, you can effortlessly import orders from everywhere you sell online. So, turn your shipping challenges into opportunities for growth. Go to ShipStation.com and use code POD to sign up for your free 60-day trial. That's ShipStation.com, code POD.
Story we've been working on for months and waiting until she was ready to tell her story. In her first interview, she talks with us about what it was like being there that night and the wounds she's still recovering from physically and emotionally. Sydney, first, tell us how you're doing.
Every day is different. I'm going through different emotions. I haven't saw a therapist or anything, so this most days I'm happy. I could just to sum it up, it's a mix of emotions. So I have random times where I feel angry. I wouldn't say sadness. It's I have feelings of being grateful that I am still here.
You've made a miraculous recovery. Tell us what you've been through.
I really just can say I'm just grateful to be here, and it's just like sometimes unreal.
Do you remember the moment you first woke up in the hospital?
Everybody was around me. Well, when I first woke up, like I said, I didn't want to be there. I kept telling my mom I want to go home. I had never been in a hospital like that. But I remembered what happened, because when I was up the whole time after I got shot in the head, and I called my mom. and told her what happened and to come.
You called your mom after you were shot?
Yeah. And I told her to come to the hospital, but I ended up having a seizure. So I was on the phone with her the whole time.
So you knew exactly what had happened and why you were in the hospital.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but everybody was around me. My mom, my aunts, my grandma.
I know you said you knew why you were in the hospital, but did you understand the extent of your injuries and what you had survived?
Yes, I did. I was up for the whole thing. I felt the sting in the back of my head. I felt myself falling. And the person I was with picked me up and we got in the car, but it was just, it was like a real, like a scary movie, really. Ironically, it was Halloween night. I had on a nun outfit. I had blood all over me. And
you had dressed up for Halloween.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it was still my birthday weekend, so.
You had just turned 24.
Yeah. So, I mean, like any other 24-year-old, I was just out partying and celebrating because I really never dressed up for Halloween, and that was something I was excited about.
Did you know the people there that night? Did you know Takeoff was there?
Yeah, I saw everybody. I'm used to being around celebrities, so it wasn't because I used to live in Los Angeles, so it wasn't like a big deal. It was just more so like, just a regular party.
And had you been there the whole night or what time did you get to the bowling alley?
It was after hours, so I got there around maybe 12 or maybe 1 o'clock.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
We had been to a few places. Like I said, we were celebrating my birthday still, and it was Halloween. And I told the person I was with I wanted to, hang out tonight because I have my costume and I looked cute. So, yeah, so we got there at like 12 a.m. and everybody was just hanging out. We had a few drinks.
At any point, do you remember being scared before all that happened? Or was it, in your opinion, a normal night?
Yeah, it was pretty normal in my opinion. Yeah, I didn't get scared. It wasn't any arguments or anything until the event was actually over. And yeah, that's when I knew something was wrong after the fact, because I thought these people that were arguing was just playing from, like I said, the energy that was in the room before. Everybody was around the table playing a game of dice, so I thought it was just like, some friendly banter.
But that argument or that arguing was kind of your first sign that something was going on.
Yeah, because Quavo, he was upset. So I noticed that something was wrong whenever I noticed that he was really upset and he was finna leave. So the party wasn't finna keep going on. And I saw whenever everything broke out and I tried to run, but I didn't go that far. So yeah, it was really like a movie, like shooting. All the way until I got down the escalator into the car, and I'm just telling the person I'm with, like, I'm scared, like, and I knew something happened to me from falling and feeling that stinging sensation.
Mm-hmm. So you were actually running away when you were shot, is that fair?
Yes. Yeah, so that's when I got in the car and called my mom, and luckily we were only 12 minutes away from Memorial Hermann.
Wow, so you made it down the escalator into the friend's car. That friend took you to the hospital, rushed you there. And you said you spent how long in the hospital total?
A week.
What was it like when you went home?
That's when the real stuff started. Like, had a panic attack as soon as I got home.
Do you replay that night in your head and what happened?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I had a panic attack. And I just remember I didn't really have an appetite. All I really ate was like fruit and just different stuff. I was nauseated, throwing up all the time. Like, yeah, that was just, I feel like that part was even worse than the actual being shot in the head, because I'm actually feeling all those feelings.
Have you read a lot of the articles that have been published about that night?
Yeah. I'm a pretty curious person, so yeah, I wanted to know, because I was having memory problems and I couldn't really write like my name and stuff like that, even to get discharged or, you know, sign certain things in the hospital. So I was having certain problems at first.
Did you realize other people were shot as well?
No. I mean, of course, being in it, you're trying to get away from me. You're not, and I don't mean to sound heartless, but you're not worried about other people. I was worried about one of my other friends because she was right there by me, and I was worried about her because they told me she was at the hospital, so I actually saw her or something like that. See, that's what I'm saying. Like, I had to keep asking, like, you know, to, like, refresh me on certain things. But, yeah, she ended up being okay.
That you didn't realize Takeoff was killed until after you got home.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What was that like to realize that other people were shot that night?
I mean, I actually was going through it. I was sad that it ended up like that, but I mean, we were all in the same situation. Unfortunately, somebody else didn't survive, and I was just grateful that I did, because the place that it hit in my head, I just feel like it was a miracle.
All right, so you guys just watched that interview. And the whole thing, like I said, is simply amazing. And the fact that she was dressed as a nun, I'm sure it was a sexy nun costume, because I've been a sexy nun in the past. But the fact that she had on a nun costume, was shot and survived, that says a lot. I don't know, it just says a lot to me. But you can still tell she's suffering from anxiety and PTSD. And I just pray that she's able to just, you know, eventually, emotionally, start to feel as good as she looks physically. I can only imagine the trauma that she went through. And then to know that the same day she was shot, you know, Takeoff was shot as well. The whole thing is just really sad. But anyways, y'all go ahead and leave a comment. Let me know your thoughts on this entire situation. How do you guys feel about Sydney sharing her story? Go ahead and leave a comment down below. Let me know your thoughts. Feel free to hit the like button. Don't forget to share the video. And most important, make sure you still subscribe to the channel. I'll talk to y'all later. Deuces.
If you want the latest news in the streets, join a sentiment for the tea. Breaking news with integrity. So sir, your friends and your family.
It's the Lovely Tea TV Show.
Bringing you good tea and good vibes.
It's the Lovely Tea TV Show.
Be sure to share, like, and subscribe.